Seacliff State Beach in Santa Cruz County was hard hit by the storms that we had earlier this year, but now the park is up and running just in time for the holiday weekend. Here's KCBS's Jennifer Hodges.
The pier was demolished because of storm damage, but the park now is open and has been renovated. Residents remember and reminisce.
I remember back in the 70s, the park was destroyed, and Granite Construction did it all back, fixed it back then.
Oh, yeah, as a little kid, because I grew up in the San Jose area, every weekend we would drive over here for our family outing.
You know, the damage was catastrophic. We haven't seen this before.
Gabe McKenna is a public safety supervisor with California State Parks. He says it was a big accomplishment for them to be able to reopen this weekend.
Refurbishing facilities, recreating a pedestrian beach promenade, restoring parking at the day use area, and of course bringing back picnic shaded ramadas, tables, and barbecues.
Long-term projects like restoring the campgrounds are still in the works. In Santa Cruz County, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.